I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is downplaying the risk of catching the lethal strain of coronavirus sweeping the world. That's as a fourth person in Illinois tested positive for the virus. And state public health authorities say nearly 300 individuals are being monitored for possible exposure.
The risk to the general public remains low, but as public officials charged with the safety and welfare of the people of Illinois, we take that risk seriously.
The governor also said safety guidelines are about to be distributed to state and private facilities that care for Illinois' most vulnerable residents. Meanwhile, experts say there's another bacterial infection that ought to be getting more attention. Mike Smith reports.
At issue is the waterborne illness known as Legionnaires' disease. Bob Bocock is a nationally recognized water engineer. He's also part of a group working to promote water safety across the country.
25,000 people are going to be impacted by Legionella. Many of them are going to die, and yet nobody even knows what it is.
Bocock says Legionnaires' disease often flies under the radar because most cases are individual and sporadic, meaning there's little chance of a massive outbreak. Nevertheless, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported 569 cases of Legionnaires' disease last year, with 43 fatalities. That's compared to Illinois' 4 coronavirus infections so far, with 0 fatalities. I'm Mike Smith.
The Illinois Senate approved a measure that would require the state's prison system to formalize the process through which it receives complaints and comments from visitors and taxpayers. Senator Laura Fine's legislation would require the Illinois Department of Corrections to designate a point person who would be in charge of receiving comments. The Glenview Democrat says the objective is to ensure people wanting to visit incarcerated family members are treated fairly. Fine says it's heartbreaking when a family expecting a visit is turned away. She said we should be encouraging people to maintain connections with family and friends. Federal prosecutors are seeking 10 years each in prison for a veteran Chicago police sergeant and an officer in his gang crime squad who were convicted last year of using bogus search warrants to raid homes and steal cash and drugs. Both men are scheduled to be sentenced March 11th, according to the Chicago Tribune. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Health officials say another person in Illinois has tested positive for the coronavirus, or COVID-19. That becomes the fourth suspected case in the state. The victim is the spouse of a third patient whose case was announced over the weekend. The Illinois Department of Public Health, along with Cook County Public Health Department, made the announcement yesterday. Officials say the unidentified patient is a woman in her 70s and is quarantined at home. She's reported to be in good condition along with her husband. The number of U.S. cases continues to climb. Experts say it's only a matter of time before the disease is spreading across the country. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton of Illinois and State Treasurer Michael Frerichs want to create a college savings account specifically for children of incarcerated and formerly incarcerated people. The two government officials hosted a discussion about the idea yesterday in Champaign. Stratton had few details to share about how such a program would work, but she says the first step is to gather input from stakeholders. Stratton leads the Justice, Equity, and Opportunity Initiative, which is tasked with recommending criminal and social justice reforms.
But I think that this is exactly what we mean by justice, equity, and opportunity. You know, kind of identifying a group that would really benefit from not just for themselves, but for their children. And I think this is something that we could do.
Frerichs' office already operates 2 college savings programs for families in the state. Stratton says they plan to host another discussion about this potential idea here in Southern Illinois. I'm Jennifer Fuller.